Media Times Listening Service. Insurers going public. One-sided move leaves much room for controversy. Financial regulators are those who supervise financial service firms and uncover and discipline their irregularities in the interests of consumers. Sometimes, however, Korean regulators appear closer to the institutions they are supposed to watch than the public, their customers. A case in point was the Financial Supervisory Commission's decision Friday to allow life insurance firms to go public without making proper compensation for policyholders. Again, they served interests of business at the expense of consumers. The FSC's decision stipulates life insurers are not mutual insurance, but joint stock companies, and policyholders are not their shareholders, but creditors. This is a complete about-face from the government's original position when the listing of life insurers first emerged in 1989. In other words, it took exactly 18 years for the regulatory agency to change its stance 180 degrees. Even Deputy Prime Minister Kwon Oh-gyu acknowledged the mutual insurance feature of life insurers until quite recently. The listing of life insurers will, of course, have a tremendously positive effect on the industry by sharply expanding their assets and requiring more transparent management. This can hardly wait any longer either, as the foreign underwriters' market share is approaching 20%, while homegrown firms remain as penny stores, as FSC Chairman Yoon Jung-hyun put it. The question is why the shareholders, mostly chaebol, should monopolize the huge gains from an initial public offering. Where is the policyholders' portion? Pro-chaebol economists are once again playing their trump card of economic logic in denying insurers' obligation to compensate. To anyone who has watched how Korean life insurers have grown with policyholders' money, however, this is so brazen-faced an avoidance of responsibility. Regulators' corruption and incapacity have added to the current confusion in insurers' balance sheets. So the FSC should be the last one to make this decision and loudly defend it. It is only natural some civic groups and representatives of policyholders have filed complaints against Yoon for abuse of authority and breach of trust. Currently, there are two revision bills on the Insurance Act concerning this issue pending at the National Assembly. The government should not push it through until the Assembly undergoes sufficient discussion and takes action. It is high time Korea starts solving major social controversies through transparent debates among all interested parties. No one opposes promoting the nation's small, lagging life insurance industry, but a prerequisite is to improve their accounting system to clearly distinguish assets belonging to shareholders and those to policyholders. Foreign life insurances have prospered not just on their huge assets, but on a good compensation system and other advanced techniques that could win policyholders' confidence. If the industry sticks to short-term interests, the foreigners' share of the market may grow to 30% and even 40% soon. Foreign life insurers have prospered not just on their huge assets, but on a good compensation system and other advanced techniques that can win policyholders' confidence. If the industry sticks to short-term interests, the foreigner's share of the market may grow to 30% and even 40% soon.